Welcome to the Drop-In CEO Podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to enhance the human element and increase the results they achieve. This podcast is about bringing you conversations with expert guests who have achieved their greatest results built on a strong foundation of purpose, values, and elevating people. If you're a business leader, entrepreneur, or even just getting started in business, join us as we build the skills you need to achieve your goals. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining the Drop-In CEO Podcast. I am so excited to launch this podcast. It's actually been on my list of goals for the past year as I've been on a journey launching my own career under Illumination Partners. But along the way, I came to realize that the program that we have here today and the work that I'm doing is really around the Drop-In CEO. And I do want to share a little story for you about how did we come to arrive at the Drop-In CEO Podcast. So a quick shout out to my producer and his team, Mario Pereca, who during an amazing conversation of just getting to know each other and then asking me a quite simple question, what was it that I do? And so along the way of just sharing with him my experiences, again, starting out in consulting services for the flavors, fragrance, and food industry, I'm a quality and operational excellence professional servicing clients who are in need of moving their organization forward. But during this time, he asked the question, what do you do? And I said to Mario, I said, it's like I'm a drop-in CEO. I am asked to come into situations and I assess the landscape, what my client is telling me that they need to move them either out of crisis and into a control situation or simply moving their organization to the next level. And so by dropping into the organization, I'm being given the opportunity to assess the landscape and with them, in partnership with them, develop a strategy to help them realize their goals. And then once they have not only the new level of performance and elevating people during the process, that's key to my brand of what I do is unless you build an organization that not only has the right processes, but if you don't elevate the people and the value that they can truly bring to an organization, the work that you've done is not sustainable. So the Drop-In CEO helps organizations achieve their goals and elevates people in the process. And then you don't need me anymore. You pull me out of the organization and drop in new leadership that can continue the work that we've done in a sustainable way. So that's where the Drop-In CEO came from, and it took me a little while to own that. But really, it is the essence of what I do. I help organizations achieve their goals. But the Drop-In CEO is also a special brand. It's one that you can trust. It's one that helps build peace of mind. And I found that so much in my industry, people will come in and solve different problems. I'm an expert at getting to the root cause and solving business problems. But unless you really, really understand your client and truly what the emotional needs are and what are the needs of the people, you may not achieve the sustainable results. So I spent a lot of time understanding the people, their strengths, their opportunities, and how can you elevate them. And I truly find that that's the meaningful work that I do when I work with organizations or simply work with mentoring and coaching clients, because I find that we train our people in our organization. They have amazing skills. They're amazingly motivated and truly want to serve our customers and clients. But along the way, sometimes we don't necessarily give them all the skills to navigate the people and the complexities of the organization. And so this podcast is really for you as well, the people that follow me and listen to insights and inspiration so we can elevate your performance in business. But that's part of the story here is that I myself, through some experience over the past 20 plus years, have insights. But I think the greater calling for what I'm doing is bringing inspirational leaders to you as well. And let me just talk to you a little bit on a personal note. On a personal note, going through my career, I really never had an inspirational leader. So it's born out of lack of having inspirational leaders that I really am in search of those particular individuals, people that I can bring to myself and myself be inspired, their insights and wisdom of how they elevate organizations, transform them, as well as transforming people. And I think my greater calling in this purposeful work is bringing their insights to you so that we can spark something inside of you and inspire you. And I would like to just kind of segue a little bit into influence and inspiration. I find that in my world, influence is where we help people to do things and give them guidance and maybe even push them to do things and try and experiment to achieve certain results. But I feel like inspiration is a greater calling. It's something about igniting a light from within yourself to think about the possibilities in terms of your goals and what you want to do. And you pull those insights into what you do to achieve the things that you want to achieve. So this podcast is dedicated to inspiring you and igniting something within you. So going back a little bit to my journey, and I think my story is quite interesting as well. Maybe you can take away a few things from it. I took the opportunity to move out of my corporate life, my 9-to-5 job, of which I'm extremely grateful to have elevated to be at quite high levels within the Flavors organization. I was the head of operational excellence, head of quality, being able to guide the manufacturing locations to deliver the quality and assure the brand to our customers. But I think during that time, I was already starting to reinvent myself, creating things really rooted in elevating organizations, mindset, strategy. And I think I was trying a lot of things out before I eventually made the decision to move out on my own to consult and work with clients that need to achieve the same results. A quick shout out, I really do recommend, and I'll be doing this on future podcasts, but bringing you the curated information that I think may service you as well. So early during this transformation that I went through into my own business, and again, eventually landed on podcasting for you, I read an amazing book, Reinventing You by Dori Clark. Dori Clark, I definitely think you should look her up. We'll put her in the show notes. But it was about reinventing you, not necessarily changing who you are, but taking the best of who you are, bringing it out, and branding yourself and providing value to others. So everybody has a unique brand, a unique image, unique talents that you can bring to the world. It's simply about finding them and packaging them in such a way that you become a perceived expert, you become the expert in your field, and you will find the right people to work for and work with. There's another amazing author that I came into during my journey, and it was called Rave by Margie Worrell. We'll put that again in the show notes. Margie's book about being brave, you know, it was more about having the right mindset. We're all very talented. I knew I was talented. I had a lot of industry experience, but moving through the mindset of I haven't, I can't, I don't have enough experience, all those N apostrophe T's that hold you back from having the right mindset and saying, you know, I can help others. I have the right technical expertise. I just have to find a way forward. And so as soon as you have that positive mindset about moving forward to achieve your goals and get away from those negative thoughts in your head, anything's possible. A quick segue into a podcast I highly recommend. Shout out to Jeffrey Shaw, who is the producer of The Creative Warrior. The Creative Warrior is an amazing podcast series that talks about people that are not only business owners, entrepreneurs, but I would even say this is for the individual who's already in a 9-to-5 to be creative, to bring your thoughts forward. How can you inspire others? How can you listen to your ideal client and service them in the best way? So again, check out The Creative Warrior by Jeffrey Shaw, an amazing podcast, and feel free to listen to it and leave comments on his page. And finally, there's one other book that I think would be really valuable too, is The Motivation Myth by Jeff Hayden. It's truly a great book. You should check it out. It's about what motivates people to achieve higher results. It's not necessarily money, but I think really when you dig deep down inside, we all want to do purposeful work and help people. So again, check out those references. I think they're extremely valuable. If you happen to have anything, shoot me a note on my website or we'll put my email address in the show notes. We'd love to know what has inspired you so we can share it with others. So let's come back to you again. You're the most important person in this podcast, is bringing industry leaders to you. And when I talk about industry leaders, they may or may not necessarily be CEOs, vice president of operations of organizations. But the people that have come into my life, and you as well can share their names with me, who through their actions, through working through people, they've been able to motivate and inspire organizations to achieve higher results. Again, I've had great leaders and managers in my life that get results, but it's been more of a push to get organizational goals versus an organic way of just elevating people, helping people find their highest level of performance, the confidence that they can achieve. And I truly, truly believe that people are the greatest tool in your toolbox. Again, I'll say that again. People are the greatest tool in your toolbox. And I'll say that over and over again. But over the years, while I've achieved certain things, I'm a Six Sigma black belt, don't get scared. I have been able to solve some very challenging problems in business. But as I started to move along and had greater responsibility for the organization and people, I found that the greatest joy that I had was helping people on my team and in the organization realizing, one, how to solve a particular problem, but also elevating their performance. One particular example, a very, very smart person that worked for me who has to influence people to do certain things or make changes in the organization. And that's not always easy when everybody's focused on their daily objectives. But this person has a tremendously commanding and authoritative voice. And when they are sitting down and doing a presentation, the message is delivered quite well. But there was one instance in time where this particular person was standing while they were delivering an important message where we needed to change the ways we were doing things. And when I saw people in the room see this person as authority, their body language leaned into this person, and the person had a much higher command of the audience and their energy was very, very high. When I had the opportunity to see that person offline, I gave them this positive feedback that when you stand, you give a powerful message. And the person had no idea about this. And so after that, every single time, whether the person was in a room or on a conference call, that person stood to deliver a powerful message. And that person now is influencing others in a higher level. And so that's the work that I love to do with you. And hopefully my guests will do the same for you, is to bring those just little nuggets of wisdom to help break through the way you've been doing things and bring you to a place where your performance is even higher to get greater results. Again, whether it's for yourself or in business. So again, appreciate you following me during that little segue. But I think the stories we share are amazing. And as we move forward in the coming weeks and we'll bring weekly guests to you, I hope these conversations with these industry leaders lead you to a place where you believe, you truly believe you can achieve more by trying out tools and techniques. We're here to build your skills so that you can achieve the results that you need. So for that, I dedicate this podcast to the leaders that come on my podcast, where we're going to have some amazing conversations, build relationships, and get to know each other. But in the process, you're going to get to hear that conversation, engage in that conversation, because I sincerely hope that through active listening, something will come through to you that absolutely makes sense. And whether it's for yourself or the people that you lead, you can take some of these tools and bring them to the people that you serve. The same goes for entrepreneurs. I feel that this is also dedicated to you. I'm on the entrepreneurial journey. I am still at the beginning, but I see so many people that I've come into contact with still have doubt, still don't believe that they can do it. They know they want to achieve more. But I think this podcast is really going to help your mindset to believe that you are capable, you are worthy of delivering the products and services to your target customer. And I know there's many, many podcasts out there, but I truly believe that what we're going to share here for my audience is going to definitely help you. To the aspiring professional, you are near and dear to my heart. I have the good fortune of mentoring about 3 people right now. And through you, you truly inspire me. So you know who you are if you're listening to this, that, you know, some of you have even asked, how can I help you? And just know that by me being able to hear your stories and be a mirror for you to see how I see you, to help you to know you are strong, you are confident, and you have all the tools that you need. But just through some engaging conversation, I think that we're going to be able to move together and help you to achieve the goals you want and get through any negative mindsets that you have or things that you're not able to do. So again, for my mentees, for the people that are moving up in their career, I truly dedicate this podcast to you. So that's enough for my first podcast. I'm so excited to engage with you, meet with you, leverage this media to bring better value to you, and just bring you to some interesting leaders, some amazing wisdom, some podcasts, some authors that I've come to know. And again, this is for you. I take feedback from you. I'm always looking to elevate the content and value that I bring to you. So certainly, please visit my website, thedropinceo.com, or visit our Facebook community so we can continue this conversation. And so that's it for the Drop-In CEO podcast. I look forward to bringing you insights and inspiration from the most amazing industry leaders. And I look forward to hearing more from you as we serve you and you serve others. Thank you, everybody. Be well. Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. For more information about our consulting or coaching services, please visit my website at dropinceo.com or visit our Drop-In CEO Facebook group to continue the conversation. Now go out, lead, inspire, and achieve your goals.